Previously on Do or Dice. We did it! We saved West Spring!
Mission complete. Dun, dun, dun.
Plus respect.
You don't quite know exactly what path you're on right now.
I'm not going to tell anybody that.
You're not even aware of that currently.
Yeah.
You do see footprints.
Talma?
What?
Do you know what this is?
Yeah, I know what these are.
What are they?
They're owl bears.
That doesn't sound good.
They're not. They're really dangerous and they could probably kill us all, but...
Boss Talmo is unconscious. Can I put my hand on his shoulder and say, you need to look after the baby, and then disappear?
Yeah.
The thing is, I'm going to assume that the baby is the foot.
I thought you did that intentionally.
All right, I'm going to pick up the foot and kind of just like wrap it in like some cloth and just kind of hold it as I get my bearings.
This is hugely disturbing.
You're telling me I'm the one holding up the foot.
There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
After a very rough night, you guys are waking up to a quiet forest. That's kind of been the theme lately, is forest has been abnormally quiet. It's just four of you now. You're around the smoldering campfires from the night before. What is everyone doing when they wake up?
Holding my child.
As you do.
Scowling at Talmor.
Holding somebody else's child, I guess.
Goshen. Could you roll me a perception check, please?
I certainly can. 12.
So you've been kind of scratching yourself most of the morning. You're not one place in particular, but most of you feels a little itchy.
I think I got bit by some bugs last night.
Does his skin look okay?
A little red in places from where he's kind of scratched, or, well, purplish since he's mainly blue. But, yeah, nothing visibly looks different from probably where you are.
All right. Fair enough.
Why do I feel like you rolled in some poison ivy?
I'm just gonna grumble a little bit and say, next time sleep closer to the fire.
Yes, that is probably a good idea.
Goshen, you want me to give you once over, make sure you didn't get bit by anything poisonous or roll in any plants?
Sure.
Kind of make a medicine check to make sure it's not like...
Yeah, give me a medicine or investigation check.
13.
As you're sort of looking him over, you'll notice that he's got all these little tiny fine hairs covering him.
Is he turning into a monkey?
He's turning into a monkey. That really is a monkey staff.
I am. All right.
I don't mean to sound insensitive, but do your people normally have like hair like
what
this
do you, mean, you people
not usually? We are rather hairless most of the time. This is very strange.
Oh, it's definitely no bug bite or plant messing with you.
I suddenly have a craving for some fruit.
Next, he's going to be flinging his dung at
him. Perhaps someone in town will know what's going on.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. Let me know if something else happens. Guess I'm your physician for now.
Do you take insurance?
No. In fact, everything is done under the table.
You take Magicaid?
What are you guys doing this morning? It was a rough, very rough day the day before.
Did my foot grow anymore, my little baby boy?
Nope.
Is he still moving?
He's still moving. It's moving around. No growth or anything. Nothing's growing out of the stump. There's no tiny Ordok attached to the end of the stump.
Damn it.
It still has a few of the crystals embedded in the end of it.
And there's no sign of like necrosis or like, you know, anything rotting.
None.
He's good.
We have to start calling that like, I think we should go with Talmor's suggestion and start calling it like Cod Row or something.
Yeah.
Cod Row. I like it.
I'll put like a little piece of like charcoal between the toes and like lay out a piece of paper. See if it can write anything with its toes. Can you give me a message, little buddy? Tell me what you are and why you are.
And why you are.
It's okay. Don't stress yourself. And just kind of rub the back of his calf. It's okay.
So creepy. This is horrifying.
The sentences coming out of my mouth don't even sound right to me.
It doesn't do anything with the charcoal. It kind of just moves the toes and the charcoal kind of just disintegrates a little bit.
Okay. That's fine. I'm really not comfortable with this anymore. The more time that I've had away from it, coming back to the whole scenario is just really
disturbing.
Like it doesn't settle
tell
well
me about it
anymore. Okay.
Do I see Talmor like playing with my foot?
Oh yeah, right there in the open.
Okay, I'm just gonna like adjust my stump, and just start getting kind of growly and angry and shove shit into my bag and start walking away.
My stump.
Speaking of which, Ordok,
what?
Do you want me to like carve out your foot a little bit?
No, let's get moving.
I mean, you'd move. I do woodworking as a hobby. I can carve that into a
little. I don't have time for this. Let's go.
There's no need to be a dick. We've all lost a lot recently. I pick him up and just kind of like cover like what would be his ears. You need to be nicer around the baby.
Around the baby? Excuse me?
I get that you don't approve of our lifestyle, but as long as we're traveling together, I need to at least show a little tolerance, okay?
Tolerance. You want to show tolerance? You're carrying around my foot.
It's our foot now.
There's no hour in this, and I'm just going to keep walking.
It's kind of nuzzle it up a little bit. It's okay. In time, he'll come around. I start packing up camp and like kind of put it in my backpack, just sticking out a little bit, and start packing up, ready to head back to Eastrunwood. Is that where we're going?
I believe so.
Yeah, go lick our wounds a little bit, and
then
come back and see the damage.
Which end is its head end?
Thank you. I was wondering the same damn thing.
Like when you cover its ears, what does that mean?
I'm guessing up by the crystals because the crystals are like giving it life, so the crystals are kind of like the brain.
You should get like a Sharpie and draw a face on it so that everyone knows that.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to take that charcoal and I'm going to, you know, do you guys ever watch Ed, Edd n Eddy? Like the guy
Plank.
Plank. Yeah, I'm going to draw Plank face on Cordo, and I'm going to write Cordo, like my name is Cordo, like little name badge on him as well.
Jerry, Goshen, are you guys doing anything while they're packing up camp?
Probably trying to ignore what's going on.
Mostly,
understandable.
Yeah. I don't know what to do.
I have no idea what to do about this. Wait until I learn to spell magic, I guess. That's what I'm waiting on. Then when he's not looking, I'm zapping that foot because it's gross.
Don't you kill my son!
Okay, so you guys are going to head off towards East Runewood, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
4.2 of us.
Nope, we're not assigning that foot any sort of biological number.
Talmor, roll me a survival check, please. If you're leading the group.
That would be an 8 on a survival.
Fantastic. So you guys are going to head off in an easterly direction. The sun has just risen, so it's a nice pinpoint on where to go. It's a relatively quiet walk. You haven't really come across any wildlife, any deer, anything for probably since you've gotten into this forest a few days ago. Seems like anything happening at West Spring kind of scared everything off for a good mile radius. After about an hour, two, you guys come across a nice spring kind of blocking your path a little bit. But the path continues on.
You said we've only been walking for like an hour?
Yep.
Ah, fuck it. We don't need to stop. Whatever this is, we can just walk right by it.
Good. Kind of want to check it out.
The path looks a lot older, not as well traversed as the one you guys had been taking into the forest. So, Talmor, you have an inkling of a suspicion that you might be a little bit off track again.
Son of a bitch. For a guide, the amount of time that we spent in the forest, I think for the most part, I've been off track. Like, I kind of suck at this. So, yeah, I'm just going to do what I do every time I'm off track and be like, no, guys, we're doing fine. It's this way.
Talmor. Do you know where we are?
Fuck. I mean,
Talmor.
In the greater scheme of things, we're exactly where we need to be.
Ugh, my thumb.
This path is a little older than than the one that we should be on. So, I mean, we're in the forest still.
Well, clearly we're going east. Are we north or south of where we need to be?
South of where we need to be by a little bit.
I'm just going to eye him up a little curiously. Uh-huh. So we're south of where we need to be. You're sure of that?
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Yes, we are south of the location. So if we just turn north, and that's how directions work, head the other way. Give me a second.
Can I make it any sort of like path that's like beyond this river?
Yes. Yeah, you can see the up ahead. It gets a little darker with just the canopy is very thick once you cross this stream. Just much older trees. The path itself looks like it used to be well-traveled, but otherwise there's no marks. It looks like it's been eroded over a good number of rains. So it at one point was a trail.
Is it heading like northish or southish?
It is heading east from what you can tell right now. It looks like it could go either way, but the density of the canopy and the trees, you can't quite tell more than 30 yards.
Well, there's only one path from here. So, Talmor, let's go. Let's lead on.
I don't know why you're angry at me. I'd like us to be friends again.
You'll work it out, big guy. You'll figure it out. You'll get there.
Well, I'm going to march on very sadly.
Aww.
Oh, did I hurt your feelings?
Rub it in, why don't you? I just want us to be friends again. Remember, like, 3 days ago when we were all
before you
along?
Stole my foot? Yes, I do remember that.
This foot is the last thing that Nim told me to protect. He came to me in a vision.
What are you talking about?
When I fell in battle, Nim came to me and put his tiny little precious hand on my shoulder, and he said, protect the baby.
The first or the second time?
The first time.
Okay.
Just rub that in, too. You died a lot.
He came to me, he said, protect the baby, and this is what it has to be, because down in that tower dungeon, we shared moments, and this is...
What do you mean he came to you when you were felled in combat?
What do you mean you shared moments?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about, too.
There was a time for about 6 hours... where he was awake, but he didn't want to wake me up, and I was awake, but I didn't want to wake him up, and we didn't know, and we just laid there holding each other. It was really nice.
I can't even protect myself here. This isn't fair.
He came to me, and he said, protect the baby, and since we created this unholy
abomination...
He said, protect
the baby?
Yeah, our baby. The one that we birthed down in the tower dungeon.
And this wasn't a dream last night. This definitely happened in combat yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, the owl... I ran at the owlbear, and I was going to do something cool, and then it just said, nope! And fucked me real good. And I fell down, and I remember, oh, I'm dying. And then Nim was like, it's going to be okay, little guy. I love you. You're the best friend that I ever had. Protect the baby. And then I woke up, and since we created this, little Cordo together down there in that dungeon, I would assume that this has to be the baby. I don't know of any other babies in my life, so he wants me to protect this, and that's what I'm going to do. It was his dying wish.
Dalmore, you think he might have meant, like, Ezzy? Or something more normal.
Oh, well, shit. That makes a lot more sense.
He was pretty fond of that cow.
Yeah, that was true. That cow loved him.
But you saw him after the owlbear hit you.
Yeah, no. I was definitely, like, on the verge of death. I seen, the light or whatever. You want to believe. And then Nim came to me, and he was beautiful. He was named. He had wings and a little halo. He was glowing like a radiant god. He said, I love you. You're the best. Never forget that. For those short few days, you gave my life meaning.
I'm just going to kneel down and say a couple of quick prayers.
Oh, okay. I was just in the middle of the conversation.
I stopped listening to you hours ago.
I like to just randomly check out when people are talking to me as well. Maybe I was addressing you directly. I'm as he's like
like kneeling, I'm gonna take the foot out of the bag and kind of like poke him in the face with the toes. Hey.
Oh, me?
Yeah. Oh, dear God.
Hey, you can have your foot back. It's probably not what he meant.
Are you handing that back to me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to snatch it and throw it as hard as I can
into the woods. You dick. My crystals. That was like the rest of my orange crystals. We can't just have that thing jumping around. That's going to be real fucked up.
Oh, now it's really fucked up.
It's like really weird, guys.
I'm just going to remain silent and stew.
I'm going to run into the forest real quick. Did I see where it went?
I'm gonna follow after Talmor into the forest when he runs in.
Roll me at a perception check or survival.
A 7.
You have no idea.
Fuck.
As he's like searching for the foot, do we kind of get away from everybody else into the forest?
I'd say you guys are probably maybe 10 or 15 feet into the forest. Yeah.
So while he's failing to look for the foot, Talmor, yeah, talk to you for a second.
Yeah, bud, what's up?
Are you okay? I know you and Nim were close and whatever happened in the tower is your business, but if you need somebody to talk to, I'm here for you.
I'm fine, buddy. I'm good. As like tears start welling up in my eyes, I'm fine. I'll be okay. I failed. Everybody.
Oh, he didn't fail.
I was supposed to protect Penny. That was my one job from my good buddy William.
I'm sure Penny's fine. Penny's fine. I'm sure she's with Timothy and he's taking care of her. Nim.
But we don't know. She's, I mean, given what she is. How she took that? What happened to her? How could we even assume that she's fine? With everything going on, there's just as good of a chance that she's dead or crazy or...
No, I don't think Timothy would let that happen. And
kill us all.
He's taken care of her for many years.
Yeah, and he's also lied to her for just as many years. How can we even trust him? I mean, honestly, how can we even trust William? The guy that sent us on all this, he didn't give us half the story knowing what we were going into. How can we go on doing what we're doing knowing that there's a good chance that we're just going to lose? We can't fight gods, Jerry. I'm just a forest guide. I have no idea what I'm doing. I've lost two friends in the last couple days. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm scared.
Good. It's good to be scared. Because when you're scared, it means you know what you're up against. And foolhardiness can get you killed. But you're not alone. And we're gonna make things right. And... yeah, sure. Maybe some of the people around us, they didn't tell us the whole story, and they didn't. Maybe their intentions aren't as good, but we know why we're doing what we're doing. We have the right intentions.
Do we? What if we're the bad guys? All I know is that you're my friend, and that Goshen's my friend, and that.
Now I don't know about Goshen actually. He's hiding something, I can tell.
Okay. Yeah, is he so fucking shifty?
Yeah, he is. Like,
I didn't want to say anything, but I'm pretty sure he stole that tiara.
You think so? I wondered where it went. Like, it's a small room. It can't go very far.
Right? I looked for it all over the place, and I know I'm dumb, but I didn't lose it.
Alright, okay, so we keep an eye on him.
Yeah. And Ornog, I'm pretty sure that he's going to strangle me in my
sleep. Now, to be fair, you did have his foot, and you turned it into an abomination.
Okay, so I get that because,
And I get your side. You were a little delirious, suffering from loss and then trauma to the head and all that.
I did die a lot.
Yeah, it's been a rough couple of days.
Yeah. I'm going to lean down. I'm going to give him a little kiss on the forehead. Mwah. I'm really glad we had this talk.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess if I can't find the foot, I'll just come back to the path. I'm pretty sure it's gone.
While they're off doing that, Goshen and Ordok, what are you guys up to?
You still just praying?
I was just saying it out of character. I don't actually say this. I was just saying a quick words because I'm pretty sure Nim's dead at this point. So if he just came to Talmor in a death vision. I would have just bent down and said like a couple of quick prayers and then gotten back up while they were stomping off in the woods. How's that hair?
Itchy. It's concerning me so. And I've had a strange urge to grab everything I've seen that's been kind of shiny.
That is interesting.
Your armor looks fantastic,
by the way. Easy.
All right, so after a few minutes, everyone's going to be back together at the bank of this small stream.
I couldn't find your foot. I'm sorry for your loss.
I'm not going to say anything.
I'm gonna walk over and like kind of give him a hug as well, and, like wrap my arms around him.
I'm going to push back as much as I can. Just like...
I can roll a strength check, but I'm not letting you. I mean, if you'd like me to.
No.
I'm sorry. I realize that was weird. But you make a good point. It probably wasn't the leg. So.
That's okay, buddy. Just next time someone loses a body part, don't keep it as a pet.
But we could... It wasn't a pet.
We're done with this conversation.
Okay. The only way to go is like straight on this path, right?
Correct. Unless you want to backtrack a little bit, but that's completely up to you.
Do I have any knowledge of if that would be quicker than just going on this path and regaining, you know, the time that we lost?
Roll me a survival check and see what you can figure out.
It'd be a 15.
Yeah. After, you know, looking at this trail a little bit more, all the signs are there that this might be someplace you just don't want to go. You kind of get your directions oriented a little bit. You kind of know that you are a good bit further north than you should be, and that you traveling backwards might be the best.
Okay, so, guys, this is what we're going to do. I've had to think about it, and I think the best way to go would be backwards. If we travel back a few hours, get on the right path, I think that would be better than just blindly going forward and hoping that our path corrects. So, I think that's what we should do.
Works for me.
Whatever you say, Tom Moore.
What do you mean go backwards? Backwards is west.
I mean travel back the way we came until we get to the course that we need to get on.
Instead How of far dying, off are we?
How far off are we?
You're probably how before you were the last when before you guys made camp, you were a good probably 5 hours north. This road, this path you're on just kept going north up. You can kind of sort of see the foothills of mountains now a little bit. So you might need to go back a good 6-7 hours.
Yeah, we're really way up north. We need to go back like 7-ish hours.
7 hours? Where have we been wandering?
To the mountains.
And it's really quicker to go back than it is to just press forward and find a path south.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, the demon that you know, because I don't know really the path going forward, but I know the path going back. But, I mean, eventually, there's going to be a path south, so I'm sure we can figure it out if you just want to... forward.
But I don't want to. I don't want to go in the scary forest.
There's also the route of orienting yourself and walking straight just through the forest off a path.
On the trail we blaze.
We could do that. That sounds
actually cool. No, that sounds like a terrible idea. Remember when we got trashed by a couple of owlbears?
Well, hey, you know what? Arguably, we were on the path when they came and trashed us, so...
I guess that's true.
I'm just gonna, after a moment's contemplation, just say, find fun. Just whatever way gets us there quickest.
I mean, directly south would be the best way. So, I mean, we could just walk south. Through the woods.
All right, so you managed to orient yourself east, knowing where the sun is up in the sky. Kind of make sure that is on your left. And you just start walking through the forest.
Everybody needs to stay within eye shot of each other. And we'll just head south.
Is this avoiding the, like, thick old forest, or are we just, like, walking through that off a path?
Avoiding the thick old forest.
Okay.
Which is just horrible. Thank you.
Horrible for us, or horrible for you?
It's debatable.
I'd like to take a minute here to tell you about this week's sponsor, Studio Headphones. They are a Swedish company based out of Stockholm, creating amazing audio devices. With high quality materials and a sleek, minimalistic design, they are not only comfortable and sound great, but look great too. I use the Region Bluetooth over-ear headphones as my daily drivers, and I can't be more happy with them. I listen to almost exclusively podcasts, and the clarity and sharpness you get from them just can't be beat by any other Bluetooth headphone I've used. Right now, as part of our sponsorship with Studio, we are able to offer our listeners a 15% off discount on any order, as well as free worldwide shipping with Studio by using the code DICE at checkout. If you get a pair, let us know what you think, and as always, thank you all, and thanks Studio for sponsoring the show. This week's episode is brought to you in part by Easy Roller Dice. They are a great customer-focused tabletop gaming company specializing in products from gamers, educators, and all other professions. They have a full collection of beautifully crafted dice, as well as a whole inventory of great gaming materials to suit your every gaming need. Go on over to their website and check out their full list of amazing products, and while you're there, add something to your cart, because our listeners are receiving a special 15% off discount code when you enter DDP15 at checkout. That's DDP as in Do or Dice Podcast 15 at checkout to receive 15% off your entire order. So, as always, thanks a bunch to Easy Roller Dice, and thanks to you guys for listening, and enjoy the rest of the episode.
After an hour, hour and a half, the canopy is getting a little sparser in section, so a little more light's coming through. You guys start to hear noise in the just like ever so rustling.
You all hear that too, right? Battle ready.
Yeah. Weapons at the ready, guys. We'll move You know, we're just going to keep our direction. We'll just have, you know, staff, axe, hammer, and book out and ready
to book.
Destroy. I assume.
Throw your book at it.
Heading south, it would be me, Goshen, Jerry, and then Ordok up the rear. Because that's how he likes it nasty.
I think it's more because he likes to be as far away from you as possible right now.
As you guys kind of approach a small little clearing, you'll see there's this little hut, not much taller than 5-6 feet. It's the hut is shorter than Talmor is. And there are these two large brown bears just rummaging through everything. Their muzzles are coated and matted down with blood.
Hey. Hey, friends.
Is this your family?
Not mine. I don't know. Forest friends. And I'm using spirit animal or whatever that ability is that allows me to speak with... using that ability that I have, Spirit Seeker, which again allows me to cast Speak with Animals as a spell, but just as an ability, or as just an ability, Beast Sense and Speak with Animals, so I can do both just as ability without spells. So I'm going to address them as in bear speak. Arar, arar, arar.
Both of these massive bears are going to turn towards you. And you'll just see that their eyes are cloudy. They have no pupils, no iris. It's just solid white. They have... It looks like there are scars around their eye sockets.
Guys, yes. These bears are fucked up somehow. I don't know how, but if I say run, run. And I'm gonna step a couple feet closer, just like kind of like 10 feet in their direction, like with my hand out, kind of put my weapon down to the side, like, hey guys, it's me, your buddy Talmor. Nice to meet you. How's your mother? I want to help. How can I help you?
And Talmor gets mauled.
As you get closer, you'll see that it's not scars by their eyes. It looks like it's vines or some kind of root. And they're going back, it's on the edge of their eyes, and it's going back into their fur.
If you just let me kind of help you out here, I take another like couple steps forward. Like, I can take those naughty little vines off your eyes and make you feel better. Friends, I want to help.
Would everybody please roll initiative?
Fuck. Fuck. 11.
10.
Oh.
Ooh.
Nice.
Woo-hoo. That was a 21.
6.
All right. Ordok, you are up. Both these bears are about 5-10 feet away from Talmor. And you can see that they're not looking too friendly right now.
How far up is Talmor from us?
Talmor is 40 feet there from you.
I'm going to use my action to charge next to Talmor, just to give him a little bit of backup. So I'm just going to get up into the combat range, but I'm not going to go any further.
Can I use a reaction to kiss him on the forehead real quick? That's all I can think about. Just make him feel better.
So this brown bear... is going to move up to Talmor, and it's just going to, blood soaked maw is just going to come and start biting at you. The first one's going to miss completely. The second is also going to miss. You don't know whether it's wasn't expecting you, but it just can't get close enough. Maybe it just can't see you. You're not quite sure why it just keeps missing you. Goshen.
I am going to run south to the other side of Talmor and swing the old staff at the one that just bit at him. I think.
I'm going to yell out also to everybody, don't kill him.
I rolled a natural one.
And a two on the fumble table, so nothing awesome happened. I mean, nothing horrible happened.
That was embarrassing. Bonus action for an unarmed strike, and I rolled a 9. I'm distracted by the itchy hair.
Talmor.
I'm going to, like I said, just do non-lethal damage and attack the bear in front of me. And that would be a 9 for a miss.
This has been an amazing combat so far.
When Talmor says don't kill things, we all like fumble because that's the only thing we're good at. Destruction, death.
The other brown bear is going to go up north about 10 spaces to get close enough to Ordok. And you're going to sweep at him with his claws. 17 is going to hit.
Dick.
And that is 14 slashing damage.
Damn.
He's going to follow up with, it's going to start just biting towards you. 16 is going to hit as it manages to get around like the thigh of your leg.
Damn.
Not the other one.
John, back off my legs.
7 damage.
Fuck.
Don't worry, guys. I only look sort of half dead.
Master Wizard.
The Master Wizard is going to flank around kind of the side area where the bears have just attacked and then unleash his Witch Bolt.
Are you referring to yourself as the Master
Wizard? I am the Master Wizard. It's a 13.
13's going to hit.
Master Wizard. And he takes 7 points of damage.
All right. Ordok.
So in my retaliatory rage, I'm going to attempt to hit this bear that's in front of me as hard as I can with my hammer. Like I do. That's a 16.
16 is going to hit.
Okay. And I'm also going to use the once per day fire damage because fuck this guy.
Very nice.
So that is 17 damage. And he's got a constitution saving throw as I just sweep down on this freaking bear's face.
God damn.
And he might be on fire. Does that happen?
Yeah, yeah, that happens. He needs to do what you said, a con saving throw?
Yeah, it's to get pushed back. So it's DC 10, constitution saving throw, or fall prone.
I want that hammer.
19.
Well, stout bear.
Damn. They are quite large. Bear number 2 over by Goshen is going to swipe his claws at Goshen and is going to miss with an 8.
What?
It's that fur. I mean, this tiny little... It's that peach fuzz. Your peach fuzz is just in the way.
I didn't even notice the bear was swiping at me. I just bent down to scratch my leg.
Ooh, dirty 20 to follow up with his teeth. 11 damage to Goshen. Goshen, it is your turn.
Ow. 20 to hit.
20 is going to hit.
Bear gets hit with a staff for 10 damage. And I'm going to blow a key point to make 2 unarmed strikes. First... 13 to hit.
13 will hit. Yep.
For 5 damage, and he needs to make a dexterity saving check or be knocked prone.
Oh, 4.
Oh, yeah. He gets knocked prone.
Yep.
And then I'll make another unarmed strike. 15 to hit.
15 will hit.
For 6 damage. Oh, have him make a con save this time to see if he can take reactions until the end of his next turn.
16.
He can take reactions. He beat my DC.
Okay. What? So when you do 2 unarmed attacks, what do you do with your staff?
So I kind of kick at it mostly. Like, I kind of use the staff to plant in the ground and swing around it in a very simian sort of way.
Talmor.
Since he just really fucked up Ordok, I'm going to go ahead and go into rage because I hadn't previously. And also I'm going to attack recklessly to make sure that he better chance he hits me instead of Ordok. And go for the one that was originally attacking me, because it seems like, you know, if Ordok can land a hit, then he can really fuck it up anyway. So for a 23 to hit.
23 will hit. Oh, it's a good thing you dropped the one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I guess it would have been. That would have been awesome. And a 15 on the damage.
Dang.
Yeah, that's some damage. Bear number one that is attacking Ordok is going to continue attacking Ordok.
Son of a bitch.
Bring it, bear.
13 is going to miss with its teeth. It's going to follow up with his claws, sweeping at your general direction. 19 will hit as it gets right across your midsection. And that is 12 damage.
Oh, damn. I didn't need my guts anyways. That's fine.
Master Wizard.
I will pulse another Witch Bolt. He takes 2 damage. Not so masterful.
Hey, man. Thanks for contributing.
Yeah, no problem.
Ordok, you're up.
I am going to reevaluate my life and cast Cure Wounds on myself. So I healed myself for 10.
All right. Anything else?
No.
Brown Bear number 2, after getting significantly beaten the shit out of by Talmor, it's going to stand, become unproned, and swing at Talmor. 9 is going to miss.
Come on, I'm right here. Hit me.
Swing again. 19 will hit.
Okay, thank you.
And damage is 6 after resistance math because you are raging.
Can't touch me. That doesn't hurt.
Goshen.
Strike it with a staff. 10.
Miss.
I'll use my bonus action for 1 unarmed strike. 14.
14 will hit.
6 damage.
6. And that will take out bear number 2.
Kick it in the face. Non-lethally, of course.
And it is unconscious. Yes. Non-lethally knocked out. Talmor.
Yep. Just going to do the same thing. Just kind of attack bear.
We've got one that's KO'd. Just murder the hell out of this one.
That's a 17 for a hit.
That will hit.
We need to save both of them. Stop being so murder ragey.
I'm working on my rage.
You're speaking to a barbarian right now who's in rage. Calm down. Oh, nice. With a 12 on a d12 for 17 damage.
That will do it. Both bears are knocked out. You guys are out of combat.
Oh. Yeah, I'm gonna walk it off for a second.
I'm gonna lean down to where the bears are and check the shit around their eyes and see what the fuck's going on with that.
So now that you're right up in front of them, you can see that it looks like roots or tiny small vines are in their eyes. Looks like they're coming back and gathering maybe 4 or 5 roots into one single larger root and just going down its backside. It seems to be coming out around it as though it's wrapped itself around its fur.
Does it seem like there's a way to remove them?
Just pull it out. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Jesus.
Roll me either a medicine check or investigation.
12.
12 on medicine.
Medicine, yeah.
So you think you might be able to pull this out of it. Yeah, as you can't really find an end. It looks like it began, started, and ended in the eyes, and just grew around the bear, and so you can't really find an end. So, are you going to start at the eyes, or kind of start in the center towards the back of the bear?
I'll start at the center towards the back and start peeling away off the body, and then move my ways up to the eyes.
You see that every couple of centimeters, inches, you'll see it kind of comes off a little bit, and there's little vines just sticking into the skin. As you start pulling it out, you'll see that it takes a little bit of effort because it might have been growing in the bear for a little while now, but it will take some time to pull this out of them. Now, as you get closer to the head, you've got probably 4 to 5 feet of vines that you've already taken off. Roll me a dexterity check.
4.
This vine is going to wrap around your arm.
Fuck me.
And you're going to see the edges of it start trying to go into your skin, searching for maybe veins, anything.
Rush up and help, like, try to pull it off quickly.
Or, like, cut it. Does anybody have a knife?
No.
I'm going to take my hand axe out and just start swinging at my arm.
Hang on, be careful.
Okay.
I'm freaking
go
out.
Go ahead and make me an attack.
Hey. 20.
Son of a bitch. Okay, so you managed to... It's like you're using the hand axe to shave the hair off your arm. You come at it with just the right angle and just slide it down your skin. And you just cut the vine right off of you, sever in a couple of different places.
Thank Christ.
It starts flailing about, spewing this weird, it's this odd odor, not quite decay. You can't quite place what it is, but it kind of gets on your shirt a little bit.
It's my favorite shirt.
The vine will stop moving and kind of just fall to the side. And up by the eyes of the bear, it's just going to come off of it a little bit, kind of just like flaking off.
Okay. As I'm removing the vine, I'm just going to like cut it. See if severing it will kill it and like do the same thing.
It does. Okay. After a little bit, the same black goo is going to come out of the vine and it's just going to start flaking away at the eyes.
Okay. Let's do a natural 20, but we'll make a 19 on a medicine check to kind of patch up these bears a little bit.
Oh, yeah. No, you go to town on healing these guys. You have this weird salve. You didn't know where it came from that you're putting on their wounds. It's a little bit late. You want to kind of tend to the bears as you kind of set up camp for the night, or you guys want to keep moving?
Yeah, let's sleep.
Yeah, it'd probably be a good idea. I'm going to tell everybody, like, I'm going to patch these guys up because whatever... I don't think, you know, they would have attacked us if it hadn't been for these. So if you guys want to
just kills me in my sleep, I'm blaming you.
If you guys want to do like a perimeter check and whatnot, this is probably going to take me a while.
Weren't they rummaging through like a hut or something?
Yeah.
Yes, there is a very small hut off to the side.
We should probably look at that.
I'll back you up, Goshen.
Okay.
Wait, shouldn't the master wizard know it?
While Talmor was like removing the vines, while that was happening, could I have like taken a glance at those? Did these look like the vines that created that altar from my encounter with Ardeo?
Similar, yes.
Balls.
I walk toward the cabin.
And I'll back him up. Dun, dun.
It is a mess inside. You come across... It's hard to make out what this small body was. But covered in some hides, looked like it might have been a half-elf. Just from kind of the hut and everything, probably a druid. But you come across a small little box kind of up on the shelf. Are you going to rob from a dead guy?
Why change now, right? Like, sure. Let's see what's in the box. I'm curious.
In the box, you come across 16 gold pieces. 4 days worth of rations.
Any fruit?
Dried fruit, yes. Nice. A herbalism kit. A sprig of mistletoe. And a scroll that you can't quite tell what it's from.
Jerry, would you like this?
What is it?
It's a scroll, I think.
For more reading.
Yeah.
Just a little dance.
Yeah, I'll take the scroll and I'll look it over. Just to see what it is at first.
So on the scroll, you kind of see in sweeping elvish letters, Scroll of Animal Friendship.
Obviously, this doesn't work. He must like looking at the dead dude on the ground. He must have been capable of magic in some form.
Did you check if he was actually dead?
There's a dead guy on the ground. Yeah, he's probably magical.
He has massive missing parts of skin.
So he's definitely dead.
Yeah. If he was still alive, I'd be very concerned.
He'd be undead.
Yes. At which point you guys would be very concerned.
We could move the dead guy out and maybe sleep in the cabin. He's not using it.
I mean, that's like the most polite thing we've done this entire adventure. So.
It's not wrong. We could bury him, I guess. We'll bury this guy outside his hut.
You will see a kind of like a small little garden off to the side with quite a bit of mistletoe, actually. So you guys managed to bury him. Talmor is tending to the bears. And you guys are settling down for the night, right?
Yes.
You guys kind of making a campfire, everything standard?
Aren't we sleeping in the cabin?
It's not big enough.
No.
Yeah, I can. I'll start a fire and like, you know, get stuff made regardless.
Does the mistletoe that's around look like it's been intentionally, like it's grown here? It's not just...
Yes.
Okay.
Which, go ahead, Ordok, and roll me a nature check.
Nope. That's a one.
That is some lovely plant foliage you have there.
Pretty.
So after a little bit, you guys have a nice little fire kind of started up. It's definitely much in the evening now. The sun is down behind the mountains to the west. And it's quiet. The bears are still completely asleep. Okay. They... You know, got burned and smacked upside the head.
I don't want to go to sleep though without talking to them first, just in case they wake up and try to eat us in our sleep. So after I patch them up, can I kind of, you know, wake one up?
Yeah.
Start kind of rustling one. Hey, friend. Hey.
It's gonna kind of just stir too, and kind of just look at you. Its eyes now back to normal.
Hey. You're not crazed. Hi, my name's Talmor.
If we're sleeping, I can also like help you heal these guys.
Instead of just my medicine, just patching them up.
I mean, while you're like waking, if I see you start to like try to stir one of them up, because these, I mean, I assume we sort of destroyed them. They're kind of in rough shape.
Yeah.
Once he wakes up, As Talmor's like, hey buddy, I just want to like come up here and do like the rub my hands together and just do a quick touch on its fur, and I'll dump 5 HP back to it.
Okay.
he'll kind of like come to a little bit, eyes flick open. It's going to look at Talmor and just kind of nod its head in kind of an appreciative nod.
Do you know what happened here? What was all over you? The vines. What was going on?
It's kind of just gonna a little guttural growl. You're gonna kind of get the feeling that it was just something it stumbled across by accident. It's not sure how long ago it was.
Do you know where you're at?
It's just gonna kind of shake its head.
Okay. I'll kind of give him like the general sense of direction of where we are and kind of like cardinal directions to see if it traveled too far, from where it was. And let it know like, hey, we saved you. I think I got all the vines off you, so you should be good to go now. I'd just say be more careful.
It's going to kind of go nuzzle at its partner. And it's going to wake that one up as well. And you're going to kind of hear some little guttural growls and noises being made back and forth. At which point, the other one is going to get up on all fours, kind of nod at you all as a group. And they're going to turn tail and start heading north.
Good folks.
They'll be okay.
So as Talmor and Ordok were tending to them, what were Goshen and Jerry up to?
Watching Talmor.
Yeah.
Mostly. Yeah. It's a sight.
Wait. What's that? What do you mean, what? I know it's dark, but look. Just keep quiet, will ya? Is that a foot? Why, I don't know why a foot would be out here. Are you doing this? Are you sure? Perhaps we could get it for tricks. I know, it's been a long time since we've had some real materials. Come on. Well, come on then. I can't see it, can you? No, me neither.
He was like looking at the dead dude down there.
Can you hear those voices?
It's been capable of magic in some form.
Did you check any of them?
There's a dead guy on the ground, yeah.
You can hear him too. Well, I don't know who would be out here. It sounds like it's coming from the shrub patch. Nah, he hasn't got any friends. I do have friends. Yes, I do. Look, be quiet, will ya? Come on.
Good episode, as always. Go us. But hey, before you go, I'd like to steal another little bit of your time here and talk some more about Studio Headphones. Whether you end up getting the Regents, Nivea, or Vasa, wow, what weird names, you won't be disappointed in the quality you receive. With most of their products clocking in at the $100 mark, a 15% discount adds up pretty fast. And honestly, they really are worth every penny, in my opinion. We don't want to load down your favorite show with ads, so in picking our partners, we always want to make sure that they are relevant to our audience, and I truly believe Studio Headphones, at least in my opinion, make the experience of this podcast better. If I've convinced you at all to check out their site, linked in the description, and you end up buying a pair, use code DICE at checkout to get that discount and free worldwide shipping. You are all awesome, and we want to thank you for listening, and as always, thanks Studio for the sponsorship.
Rolling dice by hand is so difficult, and it makes my arms so tired. If only there was an easier way to roll dice.
There is an easier way to roll dice, with a dice tower.
A dice tower? What's that? It sounds like something that's cheaply made, and not very pretty to look at. Ha ha, you couldn't be any more wrong, small childlike voice. Wormwood Gaming sells high quality wooden dice towers, dice trays, and much, much more. You can find them at wormwoodgaming.com. And if you use promo code DOORDICE upon checkout, you can get free domestic shipping wherever you are in the U.S. That's what domestic means. Golly gee, this is so much better than rolling by hand. And it looks amazing, too. And it tastes good. Mmm.
You probably shouldn't eat the... Never mind. Remember, that's DOORDICE upon checkout. DOORDICE.